Good morning. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. Today is Reformation Sunday. On Tuesday of this coming week will be the 506th anniversary of Martin Luther nailing his 95 theses to the door at Wittenberg. And what an occasion that was in his life, which meant to excommunication, which meant to death threats, all the things that happened. And the biggest thing was his study of the Word of God revealed that what the Roman Catholic Church was doing at that time was completely foreign to the Bible, specifically substituting the church for Christ, substituting sacraments for God's grace, calling it God's grace, but it was not God's grace. One of the great themes that is brought out in the Reformation period comes directly from the book of Galatians about how important faith is in Jesus Christ. We read in verse 1 of Galatians 3, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. That passage of Scripture weighed heavy on the heart of Martin Luther, and he writes in his narratives, his personal autobiography of what took place during the time in 1521, whenever he went before the Diet of Worms, that he reflected on this passage. He said, I was a foolish Galatian. I was a foolish Galatian. I believed that I could keep the law. I believed that the church was sufficient for me to be able to go to heaven. And he said, I was a foolish Galatian, and I came to faith in Jesus Christ. May we never come to the place where we start substituting other things for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's easy to do. It's easy to do. To get so wrapped up in doing things or serving our fellow man that we begin to look at those works as merits before God. There is nothing you can do to merit salvation. Only the righteousness of Jesus Christ is sufficient. And that was the great battle that took place in the heart of Martin Luther, and he was willing to die. I'm going to share a couple of paragraphs from his narrative today as we look at the person of justification, the emphasis upon Jesus Christ as our deliverer from sin. And he there shares the number of death threats that were made to him simply because he came out on the side of the Word of God. May we be found faithful in His Word each and every day, that we might grow in faith and in the knowledge of whom? Jesus Christ.